Jim, testing.
Testing, Bill. Engine LTR.
Engine antenna hookups and first one thing and another, moving some stuff around, just making sure it was still working.
Good. Wasn't that a monstrous hog? Sent you a picture of this morning. I was trying to send you and Gary that picture at the same time as I was talking to the daughter in Michigan and texting to the son-in-law in Tennessee and getting feed for the chickens. I wound up calling Gary Bill again.
You know, multitasking is usually about three or four tasks. It sounded like you had about half a dozen going on.
Pretty enthused about him getting that hog with that Model 27 I gave him a long time ago. He really likes that. And I loaded the ammunition for him. But I think he did finish it off with an 06.
I would imagine that would do it, for sure.
In it with the 357 and then the coup de grace with the 06, I guess. But 600 pounds, that thing was as long as he was tall. And I'm telling you, Hal is a big old boy.
600 pounds is that's a big hog. I'd hate to meet it face to face without any way to get away or stop it.
In Tennessee someplace, a buddy of his had planned this hunt and somebody backed out. So they asked Hal, and they've been real good friends a long time. And he just lives not too far from us, I guess, in North Carolina. And so Hal went, and he looked pretty happy about that. Man. I wouldn't want to meet that sucker in the dark alley either. He was out in the timber someplace up there in Tennessee. But like I said, I got mixed up. We was talking about you yesterday, and I was talking to Gary. And once he mentioned Bill, we started talking about N4IQ. I started calling Gary Bill then. And then we started talking about you. And, oh, man. I'm getting old.
I hate for you to disrespect them that way, calling them Bill. Especially when you're referring to me anyway.
That was a good guy that I got him mixed up with. Shoot. Well, we're getting ready to go out mobile here right quick. I just heard you. I'm just sitting here eating my afternoon snack and some cottage cheese and tomatoes and some of Bernice's homemade summer sausage with some 4-year-old Wisconsin cheddar cheese on a club cracker.
Hey, you live a very good life. I had to settle for a milkshake from McDonald's for my afternoon snack.
Always good to have heart healthy food. Well, we was having trouble with the chicken watering system out there, and I these little float cups on the side of that 5-gallon bucket. And the last ones I got from eBay turned out not to be so great. And here a while back, I just changed them all out, and that didn't solve the problem. But anyways, I got it resolved. We did. And then we just bought 2 40-pound bags of feed, and they were still in the truck. Neither one of us can lift it, so we slide it off onto a 2-wheeler and take it down there to the tin barn. Got that in. And getting ready for the 8 new chicks at the end of the month. So I gotta transport the old ones over to the neighbors and start our new crop out there of them.
as I say, out with the old, in with the new. And it'll, you'll get to watch them go and give you plenty of eggs.
That we got earlier this year, done real good. Got 7 out of 7 eggs in the last few days. And they're starting to get bigger. They're called speckled Sussex. Gary knew the kind that we had in the other pen back there. We had 6 back there. But they had quit laying for a couple of months, and I thought, well, I ain't gonna lay no more. They're getting too old. Well, about the time that I made the deal on the new chickens, I actually didn't. I called, I sent him an email, and I said, we're thinking about getting rid of these older ones and getting some new ones. And I said, when would they be available? And he sent me a bill for them, for the new ones. And I didn't really want to order them right at that time, but oh, heck, it'll all work out. So I went ahead and just paid him for them. It was a misunderstanding. So I didn't even tell him. And the neighbor happened to come by looking for his Labrador. I said, you want some chickens? And he said, are they laying? I said, yep. And great big nice brown eggs. And so we got to haul those up there and turn them loose. And then put the other ones back there. But we'll be still getting about 7 eggs a day. That's a lot of eggs for just 2 people.
You can both have 3 egg omelets every day, or 2 egg omelets and 2 boiled eggs, or scrambled and fried, or pickled, or you can just have your way with it.
There's a lot of them because she bakes a lot, and so they're handy to have. Eggs are cheap to buy now. Yeah, I'll tell you what, it ain't economically feasible to raise them yourself. You're a lot better off to buy them at the store as far as cost-wise goes. But they are awful good. But she made 2 apple strudels yesterday and sent some home with Gary, and we got some left over here. But we got to go down to the kids' now, and she hemmed up some breeches for the grandson. Take those down there and some other things. So I'll let you go. Talk to you later. And your radio's working fine in 4WHM in 0TR.
Y'all have a good trip. And we'll catch you down the line. So have a good evening. Tell Bernice hello, and y'all be safe. We'll talk to you soon in 4WHM clear.